This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris emphasized the power of hope Monday, along with new efforts to fight corruption to persuade Latin Americans to stay at home rather than attempt the dangerous migration north to the United States. In her first foreign trip as the U.S. second in command, Harris said at a news conference in Guatemala City that people in the Northern Triangle countries of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, along with Mexico, need economic development that promises a better life than trying to move to the United States. Harris said help is on the way, with Washington aid and private investments encouraged by the U.S. government in agriculture, housing, and businesses. But she warned Guatemalans do not come to the United States. She said, quote, "We're not afraid to enforce our laws and borders." Harris held what she described as very frank, very candid talks with the Guatemalan president about corruption, pressing the need for a strong court system and a civil governance. Shortly after she met with the Guatemalan leader, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced in Washington the creation of a law enforcement task force aimed at fighting human trafficking and smuggling groups in Mexico and the Northern Triangle countries. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations met Monday with the head of the U.N. Population Fund. It was the first such high-level engagement in more than 4 years. The U.S. mission to the United Nations, said Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield, highlighted the resumption of extensive support to the organization, which provides health care to millions of women and girls around the world. After the meeting, Thomas-Greenfield tweeted, "I'm delighted to announce the resumption of U.S. humanitarian funding for the Population Fund, including support for the Rohingya refugee crisis, Afghanistan, Sudan, and those fleeing the Tigray region in Ethiopia." This is VOA News. Authorities on Greece's most popular tourist island, Mykonos, will deploy more than a dozen drones to spot those who defy safety protocols aimed at preventing the spread and resurgence of COVID-19. The decision, known as Operation Mykonos, comes after a string of local so-called corona parties organized by entrepreneurs at private villas and estates in recent weeks to bypass safety rules banning the operation of nightclubs. It also comes as the beleaguered government of Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis scrambles to revive its battered tourism sector, luring foreign travelers, mainly from the United States, Europe, Israel, and Russia, with the promise of a safe summer holiday stay under the Greek sun. Foreign travelers are required to abide by local lockdowns, curfews, and safety protocols during their stays. Under Operation Mykonos, authorities will deploy 15 drones to fly over private villas or establishments in Mykonos that in recent weeks were host to parties packed with hundreds of locals and foreigners. Greek officials tell VOA that any party holder spotted by the drones may be raided by law enforcement, arrested, and fined. Fines range between $365 to over $6,000. Scientists say the annual peak of global heat-trapping carbon dioxide in the air has reached another dangerous milestone, 50% higher than when the industrial age began. And the average rate of increase is faster than ever, according to scientists from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. On Monday, new emissions were slightly less than normal last year because of the pandemic lockdown, but not enough to have an effect on overall carbon dioxide levels. When Earth came out of the Ice Age, carbon dioxide levels jumped about 80 parts per million in 6,000 years. And they've jumped that much again since 1979, as people burn more coal, oil, and natural gas. Pakistani authorities say at least 51 people were killed and more than 100 others injured in a train collision in southern Sindh province on Monday. Officials say more than 1,400 people were on board both the trains. Rescue workers are still busy retrieving passengers trapped in the wreckage. Officials fear the death toll could rise. Pakistan's information minister said in a statement that it is premature to say whether the accident occurred due to a technical error, negligence, or sabotage. Prime Minister Imran Khan said in a tweet he was shocked by what he called the horrific train accident. He said he has ordered a comprehensive investigation into railway safety. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.